This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
It's not about fucking and balls and pussy. It's about love. It's about people. It's about connection.
It's all about connections.
It's not about cock and ass and tits and butthole pleasures.
It's not about butthole pleasures at all.
It's not about this rusty trombone and dirty Sanchez.
Please stop.
And the Cincinnati bow tie.
Moosh.
And the pussy juice cocktail. And the shit stained balls.
Moosh, just please stop.
I mean, is that really what love smells like? Avon and cigarettes? Because in my world, it's sort of like cheap latex and, well, lubricant. That's what I would say love smells like. But that is, of course, our good friends. You know them, you love them. They're known as Leaving Springfield, ladies and gentlemen.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
What's up? I'll tell you what's up. 80,000 downloads, my friends. Yes! Yes, yes, I'm excited, I'm pumped.
Your cheerleading skills need work.
Oh, yeah? How about this? Give me an A, A, give me an O, O, give me an O, O, give me an O, O, give me an O, O. Oh,
my yeah. Time is precious, you're wasting it.
I'm sorry, once again.
Hello!
Hello, hello, and welcome once again. once again to the 44th floor of the Kroger Condiment Candy Plant. This show does come to you every week from the batted walls of my electric sandbox, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it does.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
You do need a computer to listen to the show, or just borrow your friends, plug in your iPod, download it. A lot of you are doing it. Something's going on because there's a lot of people downloading this show, and we thank you for it. Yes, yes, we do. If you want to listen to the show, that's really the best way. Download it with your iPod, put it in your car, torture your friends with it, keep playing it for them, and they're like, dude, I'll do whatever it takes. Just stop playing the show. I just want you to download it, man. These guys are trying to get on series, and I want to help them out because it's awesome. And if they're good friends, they'll do it because you asked them. But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host.
You're so beautiful. Sometimes you're so beautiful, it just gags me.
Really?
Maybe you're not real, but maybe you're a phantom or something. I keep expecting you to vanish.
Well, you might be mistaken about my looks, but my name is Crazy J, and entertainment is my game, ladies and gentlemen. I am here to entertain each and every one of you. You can find me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. I'm on Facebook, iTwitter, and of course, you can check us out. You can check us out right at the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. Again, that's rockincomedyshow.com. I do have to point out that this is going to be another show without my dear, good friend, my co-host, Mr. Mad Mike.
All right, now you listen to me, boy. You can take this as a warning or a piece of advice any way you want it.
All right.
You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters, and we're going to land on you hard. You understand?
I'm not playing any games. I want him here just as much as you guys do. But he's finishing up his vacation. I do promise you, however, a really good show.
Oh, why don't you button up your lip? You're always squawking about something. You got more static than the radio.
Hey, it's true. We are going to have a great time today.
So I'm just trying to get a rise out of you, that's all, for shits and giggles.
No, there's no shits and giggles. Mike is not here. He's going to be gone one more week. But don't worry, he's okay. I've been in touch with him. Things are fine. On the show today, though, a very funny guy. Just, you know, big fan of the show, it turns out. And he will make you laugh, because he makes me laugh. I've met him a couple of times, and he's coming on the show. His name is Jerry Bednob. He is a very funny stand-up comic, but you might know him from his role in The 40-Year-Old Virgin as Mooge. And we played the clip at the start of the show, but this is him.
It's not about fucking and balls and pussy. It's about love. It's about people. It's about connection.
It's all about connections.
It's set up with cock and ass and tits
and
butthole pleasures.
It's not about butthole pleasures at all.
It's not about this rusty trombone and the dirty Sanchez.
Please stop.
And the Cincinnati bow tie.
Moosh.
And the pussy juice cocktail. And the shit stained balls.
Moosh, so, please stop.
So he's going to be on the show. Jerry Bednob, very funny actor, great stand-up comic. Looking forward to having him on the show. Also on the show today, we've got Not in the News News. I'm also going to be playing that new song once again from Dino Mike. A lot of you liked it. I said I think it's one of the best songs he's ever done. Plus, we've got some Halloween tunes that we're going to be playing throughout the show to get you in the spirit.
Man, this is Spooksville.
Yeah. As you know, Halloween's my favorite holiday, and we go all out every year, have the big Crazy J Halloween party. And things are underway. We are doing that. So we're going to have some Halloween tunes for you. And we've also got the Crazy 8 Countdown.
Sweet!
Thought you might like that. And if you would like, you can send me some email.
You've got some mail.
My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that is crazyj@comic.com. Don't forget, coming up this Wednesday, October 7th, it is the very first Rockin' Comedy Show listener party, karaoke, rock band showdown. That's right. We've got a lot of sponsors who have come on board. A lot of special guests are going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's at Jackson's Bar and Grill. And, of course, I'll give you more info throughout the show. Also, if you're on Facebook and MySpace and things like that, you'll see posts. Of course, we'll inundate you until you can't stand it. Right? but that is coming up. We've got the listener party, which is our karaoke, and Rock Band Showdown. I'm looking forward to a lot of you coming out. We're going to have a good time. This was the one that we were doing at Greek Isles, but it got moved to Jackson's Bar and Grill. And I think it's also a better location. They're going to have drink specials. The food there is really, really super good. Now, the bar portion of the show is 21 and over. But if you want to come in and hang out in the restaurant and watch the show, it's, you know, it's all ages because of the restaurant. So you can definitely do that if you want. But right now, I just say it's time, you know. Hey, you know what? It's the Rock and Comedy Show, and I think it's time that, you know, we just get in and we just play some music for you.
Out of my hands, and all I can do is wait. the not knowing that has put me in this state. The minutes feel like hours, the tension is too great. I've done my part, so now it's in the hands of fate. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I shouldn't have fucked that prostitute without a prophylactic. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Regret is dripping from me like my semen down her crack. And now I wait. My nerves, they have been frayed. My pants, they have been shat. I know the nurse will say it's time to have a chat. At least I'll never worry about getting fat. I should think positive. No, wait, I didn't say that. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I never should have blown that tranny in my Cadillac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I just had to taste that sweet forbidden nectar from his sack, and now I wait. Is it over? Will my jersey be retired? Will my name stitched upon a quilt be required? Did I make a difference? Was my life inspired? Will Denzel Washington defend me when I'm fired? Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Eating assholes shouldn't be an aphrodisiac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. If I'm clean, I swear to God I will stop shooting smack. Probably. Boys and girls, don't be naive. Take it from your Uncle Steve. AIDS care's not whom it affects. Caught from unprotected sex. Sharing needles, blood or spit, or piss or semen, even shit from handshakes, sneezes, toilet seats, from monkey bites.
Try. Ooh, 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 ooh.
top of a hat. Jesus, really got faithful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
that. Absolutely dry.
Give the kids names that are not going to embarrass them later on in life. You know what I mean? Brittany Gonzalez is not going to help. anybody later on in life. Cody Gutierrez. That. Do not ever name a Mexican kid Cody, man. Unless you want him to get his ass kicked every day in school. We need more Socorros and Dolores. Bonifacios. We need some Rogelios and Cucos and shit. We need more of that. And you can always tell women now, especially Latinas that are trying to change their look, you know, they're highlighting their hair, you know, French tip nails, or when they pluck all their hair out and then they just pencil in. I have an aunt that doesn't even pencil in, she uses Sharpie. Just put the Sharpie there and turns it. Mira, point it and turn. You can't do it freehand because you'll fuck it up, mira. Last time I did, and I put them high. I look confused all the time. And you know, if you're a Latina, please keep some eyebrows. Too late. Some. You know what I mean? All my aunts, you see them in the morning. Oh, I gotta, don't look, I gotta pay now. And one would be high and one would be low. Like curious, like a CSI investigator. Huh? Let's see, the killer was left-handed. Keep a little hair. Who would have like blonde hair and then black arm hair? That's it. And long, look like a country jacket and shit. That's why now all the girls right here. Nothing. The only time back in the day they shave your shit is when you had your appendix out. And it looked odd. I've got them. But it's una planta, cabrona.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. That's George Lopez here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. Make sure you visit us online. We are available 24/7 for your comedy needs. RockinComedyShow.com. R-O-C-K-I-N-G, ComedyShow.com. Matt Mike's going to be back next week, but he will be here for the listener party Wednesday, October 7th. So come on out to Jackson's. It's going to be awesome. Jackson's Barn Grill here in Las Vegas on the corner of Flamingo and Jones. And we're doing a karaoke and rock band showdown, so get your best players out and come win some prizes. We've got Andres on board. We've got GameWorks, who's going to be giving away some game cards. And Andres is giving away a dinner for two, Pole Position. They're going to be giving away some races. We've got CDs. We've got special appearances by people coming out. It's going to be a good, fun time. Starts at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a fun time. I can't emphasize enough when I say a fun time. You can also email me if you would like. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. We can send you out the flyers. We can do all kinds of stuff. Just email me, crazyjcomic.com. Find me on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. Follow me there. Do whatever you got to do. Just come on out to the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Speaking of fun, Halloween's coming up in just a couple of weeks, and you know I am a huge fan of Halloween, doing the big parties every year, so throughout the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing some Halloween tunes like this one right here. I swear. How's the day? Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bills started ringing and chain ran loud. Knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Made up my mind to stay. Nothing wasn't gonna drive me away. When I see something to give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. Stood right still and I did the no.
me on. Him a kitchen master was a blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. Had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space that sat a man. From the spout, he ate to rob me right from my hand. I drank a hot grease with a frying pan. Looked at me, said, "You've been wrong. Don't be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here, and ain't gonna run."
Collecting Halloween. Biggest bag of candy I had ever seen. Had to have an x-ray before I had a treat. To be sure a psycho hadn't put a razor in my sweet. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by. When the little kids were frightened and set. Only by the ghouls who were dead. At the Gap, especially if your costume is politically correct. The mall can't give up candy because of a lawsuit that they had. But here's a coupon for a futon in the bottom of your bag. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by when the little kids were frightened and set. Only by the ghouls who were dead.
Together for years.
Seven. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
One in eight Americans is struggling with hunger.
Six. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Violence, theft, drugs, graffiti, it's all part of joining a gang. In times like these, we need to protect our children and our community from gangs. Gangs often prey on unsupervised teens with low self-esteem, who perform poorly in school, who seek a sense of belonging, or are simply bored. Joining a gang often involves violent hazing rituals. Once in a gang, members can become alienated from their families, school, and friends. Drugs, guns, and malicious activity are common elements in gangs. Trying to leave a gang can be a difficult and dangerous process. The best way to get out of a gang is never to join one. Protect kids from being recruited by a gang. Know who they're hanging out with. Involve kids in after-school activities and provide positive role models. Help reduce gang activities in your community by working with local law enforcement and school systems. Don't let a kid you know get involved with gangs. Visit ncpc.org to learn more or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, you're sane as anybody. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. Cause you don't hitchhike on the freeway in the new. And you don't sit in Denny's all night staring at your food. And you don't hear satanic voices in your brain. You're normal, you're not insane. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, you're sound as anybody. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. Cause you don't look for a spaceman in the park. And you don't bark like a dog when there's a cat in your yard. And you don't walk backwards in the mall. You're a fake, you're not disturbed at all. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, you're normal as can be. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. Cause you don't have an imaginary friend who goes with you to the movies and eats milk duds from your hand. And you don't cry when you see flies die. You're a fraud, you're a normal guy. You should be ashamed. You're not deranged, you're not a flake, you're a fake. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You're nuts to say you're crazy, you're sane as anybody. You're nuts to say you're crazy. Well, maybe you are crazy. Jay.
Joe Keefe here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with a song he wrote about me years and years ago for a Crazy Jay song contest. You're nuts to say you're crazy, Jay. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Why not play a prank call? It's been a long time since we've had some audio fun on this show. This particular prank call, a woman is told she needs to pay some expensive fees because her kid pooped in a pool. I think you might like this one. Here it is for you now on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I want it loud. Oh, no, it's not loading. There it is. Here it is for you now. Enjoy.
Praise the Lord. Ms. Harner speaking.
Ms. Harner, how you doing? This is Barack Blumenfield. I'm calling from down here at the community center. What I was calling in reference to was in reference to your daughter. We had a couple of incidents at the pool last week. We spoke with her once about it, but Allison urinated in the pool again today.
She did?
Yes, ma'am. The moment there's any type of foreign chemical or foreign body acids in the water, all the water around her turned purple, and all the other kids freaked out and swam away. And that was the first incident on Tuesday. This time, the incident basically escalated, and I don't want to say that your daughter defecated in the pool, but I know that nobody dropped a candy bar in the pool.
Okay.
And some things I need to go over with you right quick. Basically, what's going to happen, we had to drain the pool earlier today. We're going to need $850 from you in drainage fees because we have to drain the pool and go ahead and get everything sterilized.
Okay.
There were 22 other kids in the pool.
Uh-huh.
We're going to need $1,250 from you for the E. coli testing that we held on all the children today.
$1,250?
Yes, ma'am. In addition to the initial $850, $75 because we have to rechlorinate the water. And finally, we have to sterilize the walls and the base of the pool as well as all the internal drainage pipe, and that's going to be another $872.
Sir,
have a good time.
You're talking about $1,250 plus $850?
Plus $75 plus $872.
It's no way I could pay that tomorrow. I don't have that type of money.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Ms. Hunter, I understand that, but what you have to understand, we just can't put a garden hose in the pool and let it fill.
Yeah,
up.
I understand that. I don't have it.
So let me ask you this. How do you pay your bills during the summer?
By the grace of God.
So you just walk around with all the lights on and just hope that God pays your power bill.
This is my first time hearing about something like this. I don't know what caused Allison to do that.
You know, children are going to be children. That's why we didn't really stress the urination thing. But once it got to the defecation, it caught everybody off guard because it floated over and it bumped another kid on the shoulder and we need to get his shoulder sterilized and everything. The lifeguards didn't know what to do. It was basically a lot of chaos in the pool, and that was all caused by your daughter.
Did she take a laxative? What caused her bowels to move like that?
I don't know. Well, most laxatives make the stool very soft, but this is a pretty solid.
Really? I'm just floored. Do I need to come out there to talk to you?
Well, at best, I'm just going to have to get you up here this evening to help me clean out the pool and help sterilize it.
I'll do that. I mean, I could do that.
Well, as soon as the pool drains out, we're going to have Allison go down there and get the piece of matter herself. We're not going to let anybody on our staff touch that, and we figured that would be a pretty much adequate disciplinary action for her. We're not going to kick her out of the program.
I would prefer that you just kick her out of the program. I've never had this type of behavior from Allison.
Now, let me ask you about your own parenting skills.
Let me tell you something, sir. One thing I do know is that we pray for her every day, and then she has a prayer of her own. I tell her about her guardian angel that sits on her shoulder.
Does the guardian angel tell her to urinate in the pool?
Oh, no. I said that was safe.
Do you beat your kids?
Well, I used to be a part of that, but I'm trying to do better now.
Nothing wrong with the beat down. Can I know somebody else you need to beat down?
Who?
Your good friend, April Kia.
Oh!
This Roy Wood Jr. Juliet, what's going on, girl?
Oh, that's funny stuff. I love crank calls. It's just, they're just so hard to do now because,
information.
So many people have, you know, either a cell phone they can call you right back or, you know, something like that. This next one, Repo Man is coming to take away this guy's motorcycle, and the best is near the end. Check this out.
Hello. How you doing? Fred Franklin, Tackleson Collections, buddy. Got a driver trying to make his way over there to you to get the Honda, the CBR. You got an outstanding debt with the county or something, but we're just trying to go ahead and get the bike. And I just need to go ahead and get direction. They're a little lost over there.
Wow.
Yes, sir. You got an outstanding debt with the county or something, and it's showing that you have a bike right here, and that's what they're telling us to come by and get.
That's my only means of transportation.
Well, buddy, if you straightened that out back in the day, you wouldn't even be in this here predicament. Now, why didn't you pay the money? What you being trifling for?
I mean, I didn't have the money, though.
Are you black, buddy?
Yeah, I'm black.
Well, why do y'all do that, buddy?
Because I guess we're black.
Because y'all are black, that's why I ain't doing that. I don't know, man. Hold on, man. Let me radio to the truck right quick, see if we can work something out, man. See about something.
Base truck 2, base truck 2.
Truck 2, go
in. Scab it out 2. What's your 20?
Oh, that may go in.
Yes.
Hold on, that's skip it up. We trying to find her in 7-9 Colorado on the Athena Coke.
10-4 on that, buddy. Just keep looking. It's a green bike. Honda.
Oh, my God.
306.
10-4.
Yeah, man, they're close, buddy. So, they're going to be around there in a minute. But it don't cry. I don't want you to cry now. Because I understand how it is to be black, you know. And it's tough, you know, when you're not born white. And I empathize with that.
Like that.
I'm going to go ahead and see if I can call off this truck. Keep that truck from coming over there and repoing that back. You know, right?
Yeah.
God made you black for a reason, you know. You just got to, you know, got to do the best you can with it, you know. And you were dealt. It's unfortunate. Just give me a second on the radio, man. Just sit tight.
God made you black for a reason.
Base truck two, base truck two, come back. Care for that pickup. Come on back to base. Base out.
All right, buddy. I got that straightened out for you, okay?
Yeah.
You just go ahead and get that took care of or hide that bike around the corner or let's bet go and call that courthouse.
Yeah.
And get that shit took care of, man. And when you're on your way to the courthouse, do me a favor and swing by. And I want you to go and beat the shit out of your brother. Cause this is a prank phone call from comedian Roy Wood Jr.
That's so great. Anyway, we got one more here for you. This one's pretty good. A retard, I would say, calls a record store looking for a certain song.
This is Jimmy.
Is this the record store?
This is the record store, yes.
Yeah, I want to hear that song.
What song?
Boop, 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 yeah, yeah.
Now, what song is that?
Hey, it's that song. You got it? I like that song. Yay!
Yay!
I'm just trying to know what song you're talking about.
It goes boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, yeah.
I want to buy the record.
You know the name of the artist?
Yay!
Yay.
Boop, 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 Yay!
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. I'm sorry.
It's a song.
Yay! A song. Okay, I'm just not sure what that is.
It's a song. It goes boop, 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 Yay!
You hear on the radio?
I can dance. Boop, 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 boop,
Do you know, what kind of song is that? A rock song or a rap song or a country song?
Yeah, it goes boop, 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 Yay!
Boop, 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 but I'm not sure what kind of song it is.
Sing it with me, and then you'll know. Boop, 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 Yay!
Boop, 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 yeah, okay.
No. Boop, 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 Yay!
Boop, 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 yeah.
No. Boop, 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 Yay!
I'm just not sure what it is.
Hey, lady, sing it with me. Boop, 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 Yay!
Boop, 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 ooh, yeah!
No! Boop, 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 Yay! Get it right, lady. Go!
Boop, 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 ooh, yeah!
No! Boop, 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 Yay! You go, lady!
Boop, 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 ooh, boop, 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 ooh, yeah!
No! Boop, 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 Yay!
I'm just not sure what that is.
You go. You do it after me. Boop, 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 Yay!
Hey!
Boop, 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 ooh, yeah.
No! Lady, listen to me.
Lady?
Boop, 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 Yay!
Boop, 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 ooh. Wait, say it one more time.
Boop, 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 Yay!
Boop, 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 ooh, yeah.
No! Lady, listen.
Lady?
Boop, 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 Yay!
Yay!
I'm just not sure what that is. I'm awfully sorry.
Lady, if you repeat it after me, then you'll know what song it is, okay?
Okay.
Do it now. You go.
Boop, 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 ooh,
yay! Yay, that's it, yay!
Okay.
That's great. Now give me the record.
I don't know what it is.
Give me the record, Jimmy.
Well,
yay.
I just don't know what it is. I'm awfully sorry, but
okay. Well, you have a good day. Boop, boop, boop.
Okay.
You do one more time, lady. Do one more time.
Boop, 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 ooh, yeah.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay.
Well, you have a good night.
Yay. Okay. That's great.
Oh, I love the crank yankers. Such fun stuff. And you know what? I actually picture, you know, Mad Mike calling a record store and actually doing that. Oh, it's so fun. I miss Mad Mike. He'll be back next week, but he'll also be here for the live event. That's right. We are doing the Crazy J Rockin' Comedy Show Listener Party with myself and Mad Mike. We're doing a karaoke and rock band showdown. Maybe you want to team up and do a great duet and win a prize. Or get a band together, a rock band, and actually come on out and have a little bit of fun. We've got some giveaway stuff. We've got prizes, special guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're not going to want to miss it. It is at Jackson's Bar and Grill. I'll give you the address here in just a little bit. You can also go to Facebook and MySpace. We have the information there. We have the flyers. I'm a little gassy today. I also want to point out that coming up on the show here in just a little while, Gary Bednob from the 40-Year-Old Virgin. He was also, he's been in a ton of movies, just a little bit part, but you know him from the 40-Year-Old Virgin. Great stand-up comic. He's going to be here. Found out he's a big fan of the show. So he contacted us and wanted to come on. So we're pretty excited about that. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I got, you know what, let's play one more prank call. This one is classic because we all hate telemarketers. And Tom Mabe is one of the best phone prankers out there. And he actually got a call and made this telemarketer believe that he might be involved in a murder scene. Here it is. Check it out.
Yes, can I speak with Tom Mabe?
Who's calling?
Well, this is Mike. You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom Mabe? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold on one second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, and dust everything down for prints. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Now, Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. I'm Officer Clark. I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. What was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother
you. No, hold on. Look, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look. You don't understand. I just want to be charged with obstruction of justice. It's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Sure. How about you just talk with my supervisor then?
No, look. We'll get your supervisor in a second here. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smartass?
No, sir.
But let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I wanted to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of the envelope to assure the mailman to deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
40S, Wilton, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Now, hold on, that's cool.
Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on one second, all right?
Yes, sir.
Get the little police department homicide division on the phone. Yeah, give him this information. They tell him he's being a sock connection with a fatal shooting and aggravated robbery. But how did you know Mr. Mabe again?
Wait, you're calling the Littleton Police Department? I'm hundreds of miles away. I don't even know the guy. I'm in Colorado.
No, don't let that scare you. That's just a formality. His place of residence?
No.
Right, tell me again, where were you last night between the hours of 8 and 10?
I'm not feeling real comfortable about any of this.
Have you even ever spoken with Mr. Mabe, Mike?
No, I haven't. I don't even know the guy. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Okay, calm down. Hold on. Look, just back up. I got one more question for you, Mike. As you well know, I'm sure, Mr. Mabe was a flaming homosexual. There's no easy way of asking that. I don't want to embarrass you or nothing, but were you his gay lover?
What? No. What the hell kind of a question?
Look, gay's your way, that's okay. I still know there's a lot of you gay people in the closet, but then I haven't thought about myself. You know? Say I was in Las Vegas or something, by a couple drinks. Cute little Mexican midget. Sam Brown.
You can find a lot more of Tom Mabe's stuff. It is available on CD. The guy is brilliant. And that's just an amazing, amazing call. Anyway, you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Mad Mike on vacation. Final week. He'll be back next week. Our other friend, Dino Mike, released a new song last week called Only 99 Times. Got a big response, so I'm going to play it for you again right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Here's our friend, Mr. Dino Mike.
So I see you declined my Facebook friend request, and it seems the only person you detest. Mystery.
things you should know. That old saying, if you're pros before hoes. Dude, I'm just trying to make this thing fine, but you just wanna fight. It was only 99 pints that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Teaching her that thing you dig. Again, I'm sorry for uploading the videos on you porn. 'Twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Your attitude is just so typical. I think you're being a bit hypocritical. Remember when you stole that stripper from me?
That was my backstory.
Whoa, and I know that she missed her period. We can tag team that if you're keeping it. We can be one big happy family. Was only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight.
Whoa, whoa.
It's only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter.
Treat, I'll give you something sweet to eat. Keep your eyes on my disguise. I'll make more than spirits rise. You'll want to drop your lollipop into my pillowcase. But the treat for me is when I see that look upon your face. Until my night is one of fright when things get really scary. I look like what you see behind the desk of a library. Like a werewolf when the moon is full of some kind of witch's hexy. Just once a year I have no fear and I get spooky sexy. Bunny, or I'll be a French maid. Whatever I'm wearing, I'll be looking like a girl who wants to get laid. I'll even be a call girl pimp daddy, but I will not get paid. 'Cause the rest of the year you won't know I'm here, into the background I will fade. I could be a belly dancer or get an I Dream of Jeannie costume. You won't even know that I'm the same girl when I walk into the room. The ghosts and ghouls and other fools can have their candy corny, but there'll be a pull from all of your drool, 'cause you'll be beat so horny.
I'm good at gold, do what I'm told, never act too bold, but
I love Halloween, it's the one that a year gets dressed like a slut.
It's trick or treat, all the candy you can eat, that can be a bore.
I love Halloween, it's the one that a year gets dressed like a
spooky sexy.
I'll be your Reese's Piece, then give you some almond joy. I'll be showing off my
sweet tarts and make your Starburst boy. I'll put on a cat suit and look real cute with a tail that's long and furry. This little kitten's going out to play the Tasquities in a hurry. In a dominatrix outfit, I'll get Snickers and some chuckles. Mike and Ike will try good and plenty to get my mounds out of buckles. It's the one night a year I get dressed like a slut. Spooky, sexy. Spooky, sexy.
Dracula's dungeon and the mummy's grave are just too cold and damp.
But I'll keep you warm on Halloween night, dressed up like a little tramp. Spooky, sexy. Spooky, sexy. When I was a little girl, I wanted to be one of the princesses. Cause even in those cartoons, those chicks have revealing dresses. Goblins and ghosts can be the most at giving you a scare. Your heart will race when I'm at your place, cause my cleavage will be bare. The other girls can be butterflies, or fairies, or the witches. I'll be looking hotter to all of the guys than any of those bitches.
Here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with House of Fun. You know, when I was growing up in the 80s. This was one of the most popular songs on MTV. And every time the video came on, I used to just dance around. And it used to just drive my sister freaking nuts. You remember it. Same group.
Father wears his Sunday best.
Oh.
Mother says she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
Oh.
Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around.
Anyway, you remember it. I know you do. I know.
In the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair, there's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. The challenger wears white trunks with a blue stripe, and the champ is wearing, looks like an examination gown from the doctor's office. And from the back, we can... Ooh, that's not pretty. Champ, what's with the crazy getup?
I've got to take care of my family.
Yeah, so?
Well, when you love your family, you got to go in and get those important medical screenings. A lot of potentially deadly diseases can be treated if you catch them in time.
So you wear the examination gown because...
Because I'm a real man. Real men take care of their families and get those tests. Real men wear gowns.
Okay, champ. Good luck. Here we go. The champ's not wasting any time. It's over. This fight is over. Champ, you barely broke a sweat. Any words for your fans out there?
Remember, go to ahrq.gov for a list of the tests they need to get and when to get them.
What was that web address again?
ahrq.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
Heard it from a friend too. Heard it from a friend too. Heard it from another you've been messing around. So you got a boyfriend. You're up there every weekend. I'm talking about you and it's making me down. But I know the neighborhood. Got the sheets and the W's good. And the tails are color on down the line.
To the Rockin' Comedy Show and joining us on the 44th floor today, you might not know him by name, but you'd know him from movies that he's been in. His name is Jerry Bednob. Is that how you pronounce the last name?
Yeah, Bednob, yeah.
And, of course, very famous for your role in The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Right.
Would you say that is the role that puts you on the map?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because I've been doing stand-up comedy for the longest time, and I also work with the director, Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow, right.
He used to be a stand-up comic himself, a young kid, you know.
Right.
Being a stand-up man, he knew me since then. And originally he put me, he had a very well-written and very critically acclaimed TV series called Undeclared, because he's also the creator of Freaks and Geeks.
Correct.
And it was about students. The students from Freaks and Geeks graduated into college. And that's what's called Undeclared. And he made me the manager of the hotel, of the cafeteria in the college campus.
Right.
So he had me there as Mr. Barandi. And then he knew me then, and then he just...
And he still uses a lot of those actors in a lot of his...
Yeah, yeah.
He's very
loyal to all his people, and the people are loyal to him too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And the show didn't last, it wasn't picked up, which is a blessing for Judd. Because then he moved on to, well...
Yeah.
We don't have to say what he moved on to now. He's
right.
He's the hottest commodity in Hollywood right now as a director.
Right. Yeah, his movies are great.
Oh, anything he touches, it's like you might just touch. You could just, if he writes a two-line idea on a piece of toilet paper, the studios will buy it. That's how much...
But it wasn't always like that. I know that they said something about, you know, they were real iffy about releasing the 40-year-old virgin, and then it just...
Yeah.
Because apparently he wrote Knocked Up or something first, and then they said no, and then I guess
actually,
with the success...
Seth Rogen had something more to do with, I think, with Knocked Up.
Right.
Seth Rogen, and that's the one they didn't want, and Seth Rogen is such a brilliant writer himself.
Yeah.
An actor, of course.
And then the 40-year-old virgin, of course.
40-year-old virgin just exploded, and by the way, where's Mike?
Oh, he couldn't be here today.
Oh, fuck, man. This is why I'm doing this interview.
I told him not to go on vacation, but he insisted.
Where does he go? He has no fucking job. You got to have a job to go on vacation.
He gets paid, but I'm not quite sure what he does. He's supposed to do the same thing as me.
Is he fucking a goat or something somewhere?
Probably.
I hope it's a female goat.
Yeah, it's probably a blow-up sheep.
People think he's a
he's into inflatable sheep.
Oh, inflatable sheep?
Yeah.
Oh, they got inflatable after he fucked them and got pregnant, and that's not inflatable, that's pregnant.
Well, he didn't get into the specifics, but that could be true.
Oh, well, I know him, right? And
he's a big fan of yours, yeah.
Well, I'm pissed
off. He's such a big fan that his roommate is actually a 43-year-old virgin, and we're not supposed to talk about it on the show, but he's not here to stop me.
Is his roommate a man?
Yes.
Oh, God. So he could be fucking a male goat right now.
Well, maybe his roommate.
His roommate, is he roommate good looking? His roommate black?
Is his roommate black?
Yeah.
Does that make him good looking?
No, but black gives better head.
How do you know?
black women, you know, blacks.
I don't know. Yeah, but his roommate definitely fits the profile of a 43-year-old virgin. Loves Dungeons and Dragons, all the role-playing games.
How do you know he's a virgin, the roommate?
Because he's announced it.
Announced it to whom?
Everybody.
And is that... So is
if you see this house that they live in...
Mike is a whore. I know Mike is a fucking whore.
Yeah.
He fucks anything that moves, man. Come on. You don't have to fucking move, man.
Right, but his roommate is the virgin.
I know, but... Mike is a horny whore.
Right.
I don't care if the roommate is a virgin, the fucking dog.
I get what you're saying,
no. He'll fuck that fucking roommate, man.
Maybe.
That woman, you might think, is a virgin. Right now, that roommate, his ass is bleeding as we speak. So don't fuck with me and tell me. I know Mike, okay?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. You know, he wanted to be here. He knows that you're performing this week at the Riviera, and he's on vacation.
He right. Where? Vacation where?
Believe it or not, he went to Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. What a vacation spot. Wow, that's heaven we talk about. Talk Hawaii. Fuck Hawaii, you know.
He can only go where he can afford.
Oh, Phoenix is, that's right, it's close here.
Right.
But it's so fucking hot in Phoenix, man.
Well, it's no different than here.
It's hotter in Phoenix. And a lot of old fucking people live there.
Well, so, maybe he likes old women.
Oh, man, the skin like fucking leather there. Are you fucking kidding me? Mike, when I meet him, oh, man, he disappointed me. He really disappointed me.
Right.
Okay, he called me. He's the one who told set up this fucking thing.
I know. I was surprised. I was told I had to do the interview, and he's not even here.
Okay, well, he has a lot of fucking...
To be honest, I don't know really anything about you. No, I'm just kidding.
I know that you did an episode of Seinfeld. I'm depressed.
I know that you did an episode of Seinfeld.
That has nothing to do with fucking Mike not here, though.
I don't want
to
talk about Mike.
Okay, let's fuck Mike until later, right?
Right, he's... Yeah,
okay.
enough about... Everybody likes Mike. Enough about Mike.
Yeah. And I did Zach and Miri make a porno?
Yes, you were in that.
Yeah.
And you were also in the little blooper reel, I think, of Knocked Up.
Knocked
where they,
Up.
You were trying to be 26 years old.
26, not trying. I am fucking 26. What am I trying to be? Oh, okay, that's right. I'm 24, trying to be 26.
You're 26, see?
That's right.
Right.
That's right. What do you mean? I'm
you don't look a day over 21.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I won't suck a cock because you tell me that. Don't fuck
I'm sorry, me. Mike. I was trying.
You're not my type to begin with. Mike is my type. Mike could take a hike anytime with me.
Did okay. you hear that, Mike? Come back soon. So how long have you actually been doing stand-up comedy?
As long as Rich Natoli, he can tell you. You know Rich Natoli?
I do, unfortunately. No, I'm just kidding. I just say that because Glenn is here.
We haven't met him.
He's actually been on the show.
Uh-huh.
And periodically he comes by my house and he begs for sandwiches.
Well, he writes for me, you know.
Right.
He writes for me. He's my writer.
I know. I've seen your work.
Oh, well, no, he doesn't write. No, take that back. He doesn't write everything for me.
Right.
You might have just seen what
the
he
really
wrote.
Funny stuff, I don't think he writes for you.
Yeah. No, you know, he keeps it for himself. He's a selfish prick. He's
right.
Italian.
He keeps the good stuff. I know.
He's fucking Italian.
I could write funnier stuff.
Italians are dangerous people, you know.
Right. They have connections.
Oh, tell me about connection with Italians.
They're not like they used to be here in this town, though.
Italian rules this fucking town, you know that?
Yeah, not like they used to.
You always with a cigarette. Hey, how far do you want to go into business? Let me know. So,
yeah, you do me a favor,
rude.
I do you a favor.
They're rude, yeah.
It's not like that now.
They're rude people.
Yeah. Mean. Mean.
I hate Italians. I hate Jews. I hate blacks. I hate Pakistanis.
So you're
fucking
you're,
chinks.
You're basically
a Mexican redback, but otherwise I'm a humanity kind of guy. You know, I love the human race.
But you're not a racist. You're racial.
No, I'm not a. I hate all races. People who hate all races couldn't be racist.
Yeah, you're racial.
I hate my own race.
Yeah, you're racial.
I'm biracial.
Right.
Yes. I pay for them like fucking slaves. I'm biracist.
Nice. So. Back into your career. Let's get back into that.
Oh, this is not my career right now. this interview is the highlight of my fucking career.
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that it is. Maybe you can actually have Mike's co-hosting job.
Oh, he's a co-host now?
He's always been a co-host.
He's a sidekick.
Yeah, he's definitely a sidekick. Yeah, he's a mental case, is what he is.
I'll take it.
I'll pretend like I'm Mike. I'll ask you the questions that Mike would ask.
Okay.
Do you like pickles?
Mike would have asked that question.
Yes, he would.
Well,
and then he would want to know if you
yes,
like the
yes,
deals.
I like pickles.
Do you like deals or sweets?
I like deals.
See? And he would be pissed. He would be very angry because he likes sweets. See?
He likes sweets.
He does. He likes sweet
okay.
pickles.
Well, I'm a diabetic, so I kind of like sweets.
But those are the type of questions you're missing out on.
Okay, ask me a Mike again. My career.
They
by the way, I'm on a new show. Well, a new show starts November 16th called Free Radio. Now, that you got to see.
I do that. I do that for a living, Free Radio.
Yeah, well,
I don't get paid a dime for this.
I'm proof.
Right. No, I'm proof, too. I'll show you my wallet.
Yes. November 16th, don't forget, on Comedy Central.
Comedy Central.
You'll see me there.
That's good.
My name is Bling Bling Sheldon. I'm a manager. A sleazy manager. Oh, are there any other kind?
Right, you seem to play that part very well.
Are there any other kind of sleazy manager, sleazy agent? That's sort of like redundant.
So your stand-up, you've been doing that for years. Who are some of the people that you've worked with?
Oh, God, I work with Joan Rivers here with my first break in Vegas at Caesar's Palace. And I work with them. I open for the Beach Boys, Tom Jones. Oh, a lot of people I work with.
And Tom Jones is a great stand-up comic.
Well, he's funnier after when he follows me.
Right.
Because he steals my material.
Oh, and you shouldn't let him do that.
No, well, you know, they're slimes. Comics are slimes, period.
Right. All of
like
them.
Comics. I don't like comics. Oh, man. They steal everything you could. I mean, I hate comics.
And they vacation in Phoenix.
Well, he's in a comic. People, they're desperate. Anybody who goes to fucking Phoenix are desperate people. And Mike, you're fucking desperate. And don't call me anymore.
Yeah.
That's all I could tell you.
I think he's a friend of yours on MySpace. Just delete him.
No, that space is gone.
Yeah.
That's a blank fucking space. Okay? So.
Well, that's good, see? No, he can't stalk you.
Yeah.
So you have some
private... You might be trapped in some old woman's pussy in Phoenix. You never know.
Probably.
He hasn't
talked much since
right
he's been
there.
Right
now he's getting up and scab some of them old pussies. You know that.
Yeah.
He likes that. It flicks up like cornflakes.
Well, he did tell me that old ladies' pussies look like Arby's roast beef sandwiches, so...
Well, I don't know, but it tastes like it. That's what he told me. Hey, that's what he told me. Doesn't yeah. look like it.
Doesn't look like
it. Don't judge somebody's looks.
Yeah, always try it.
You're right. It looks like flaky, like pastry.
Right.
It flakes on it.
Yeah, he said sometimes there's a small fragrance of salmon and onion.
Garlic. Garlic. He's confusing garlic.
He said onion.
Well, what does he know?
He lives with a virgin.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Virgin and... virgin's asshole smell like onion, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. So
we're gonna have to clear this up when he gets back. I'll have to have a long talk with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can he understand English? No.
Can he understand? Yes.
He understands me, so he's not English, right?
Right. He can understand English, but he likes Asian women.
Oh, they like the slant pussies.
Yeah.
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 It's right slant, you know that.
Right. I think that's why a lot of American guys like it.
They like chinky pinky. That's what they fucking like. Chinky pinky.
Chinky pinky.
Chinky pinky is what
I like that.
Pussies are called.
I'm going to put that on it. You mind if I put that on a t-shirt?
Oh, no, no.
Chinky pinky? You said other people steal from you.
I get 10%.
Well, sure. 10% of nothing is nothing.
Okay, one chink to your 10 chink.
Okay.
That's 10%.
That works.
You ever fuck a chink?
Have I? Oh, yes.
Which, in Vegas here?
Not in Vegas, no. California.
English speaking?
Yes.
No, I don't like English speaking.
Not good English, but very...
No. They scream in Chinese. You do know? They scream in Chinese when you fuck them in there. They don't like any ass. Do chink women like it in the ass?
Some.
No, they don't.
Some do.
They say, no, too big.
Too big. Well, if you're not Chinese or Asian.
It's too small. No, you're pretty. It's too small.
They sound like dolphins when you try to do it in the butt.
Oh, you ever fuck a dolphin in the butt?
No, but they make that squeaking sound that dolphins make.
Oh, I've never heard a dolphin.
You've never heard a dolphin squeak?
Never.
Well, you're missing out.
But you would interpret it for me.
No, I'm not going to interpret it. You'll just have to experience
okay.
it.
Okay.
You can go over to the Mirage. You got some dolphins over there.
Oh yeah. They dress like a nun. They look like a nun.
I think they dress up like Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah, right, Sergeant. A friend of mine lives here now. He did Sergeant Pepper commercial. I did a movie with him called Brutal Massacre. His name is. He lives here. You know, remember that Sergeant Pepper commercial? You didn't fucking remember. You're shaking your fucking head. You're not even remembering.
You can't see me shaking yes or no. That's the great part.
You do that. That's yeah. No. You don't even know the fucking...
Which one are you talking about?
In the old days.
Oh, yeah, because I remember the Beatles when they were popular.
Oh, God. They're still popular.
Well, right.
They're half popular now.
Not the original phase of them. I wasn't there.
When was the original phase? What year? You remember?
What year?
Yeah.
Was I born? Yeah, I remember that.
No, what year were you born?
I was born in 72.
Oh, God, you're much younger than I am. You're much 5 years younger than I am.
5 years, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of...
You're born in 72, I am 72.
Right.
So, we're born... You're born at my age.
Yes, right, we have that in common. Now, I heard a rumor that...
It's not a rumor, by the way, it's not a rumor, go ahead.
It could be.
Okay.
You could clear it up, because you know him better than I do.
Right.
Judge Apatow actually is working on or has completed a parody of a couple of his movies called The 40-Year-Old Virgin Knocked Up Sarah Marshall.
Uh-huh. What happened
to it? I heard it's in production or he's writing it.
He's writing it now, right now?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
It's true.
It's true?
Yeah.
You don't seem like you have any idea what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. They're putting it all together.
Right.
Yeah. So the virgin will get
He will knock up Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
In Hawaii. I'm playing Sarah Marshall in that.
You are?
Yeah. You want a young, good
so Steve
woman.
Carroll can finally be with you.
Yeah, well, not with him. No.
Well, he's
still a virgin.
He lost his virginity at the end of the movie.
Did you see it?
Well, yeah, he sang that glorious song at the end of the movie.
So you're singing a song makes you de-virginize you?
Well, I think after maybe you have wonderful sex.
He's an actor. Okay? When you have wonderful... Do you sing after you have sex?
I do all kinds of amazing things after I have sex.
After you smoke you do smoke a cigarette?
Sometimes. Drink.
You smoke a joint.
No, I don't smoke a joint. But definitely. If it's good sex, yeah.
What's your favorite song after sex?
What's my favorite song after sex?
After sex, yeah.
Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler.
Wind Beneath... No, it could be Wind Between Your Legs.
Oh, Wind Beneath My Legs?
Between Your Legs.
Between My Legs?
Yeah, that's what the sex is.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll think about that next time.
Okay.
I'll change it up.
Okay. So what have you heard? What are your other rumors you've been hearing?
Well, that was the big one. I just didn't know if it was, you know...
You know who's gay? Who's gay? You want to know who? No, this is a secret.
Yeah, don't tell anybody, but we're on the air with 80,000 freaking downloads.
Liberace.
Oh, he's gay?
Well,
that's going to shake up the world.
No, he's not.
Now he's not?
He's the king.
He's the king of the gays?
The king. Gay.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's gay. But don't...
I didn't know that.
Not between me and you.
What gave it away?
This is not going. Nobody's listening to this.
No, nobody will listen to this.
Okay, well, good.
We don't like to out people on the show.
You know who else is gay?
Who?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
I could see that. He's good with balls.
Well, yeah, that's right. Black balls.
Black balls.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Don't blackball him, you know.
Yeah.
In the business, you don't blackball people.
So you're here at the Riviera performing some stand-up comedy.
Yeah, I perform it, but actually I'm staying at the Mirage.
Well, that's good. Keep Mike on his toes so he can't...
Yeah, I like to keep up a low profile. So I'm staying at the Mirage.
Do you Twitter, like all these other celebrities?
I didn't know what a mouse is. Well, I don't fucking good at that. I don't have a computer and all that shit, man. I'm old style. I do the old way. This is handwritten. I'm writing a script. It's handwritten. That's it for me. I haven't read Twitter yet. I went Twitter and you're dubbing. You have to have a computer for that, right?
Yes. You have a cell phone to Twitter.
Oh, I don't have a cell phone.
What's that?
No, this has alcohol.
Oh, it does. What? It's one of those tricks.
Is that there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm an alcoholic. I drink a lot.
I heard that.
Yeah, from whom?
I heard you were pretty difficult on the set because you drank a lot.
Well, no, I played drunk parts.
Drunk parts?
So it's easier.
But you weren't supposed to be drunk in the 40-year-old virgin. And they said you were really...
Yes,
really,
I was.
Yeah, you were really difficult in that.
These things I must have said, I can't remember what I said to begin with. I can't remember everything. I was drunk at the time.
Is it true that you actually hooked up with Jane Lynch?
Well, that's... Off-limits.
She's not listening.
That's off-limits.
Yeah?
Yeah,
was it good? Just say if it was good. It was good? She seems like she'd be a lot of fun to work with. Is she fun?
She is. Oh, shit. She's a great actress.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's very funny. She's great.
She
makes everybody around her great.
Yeah. Without her, that movie would have been terrible.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, it wouldn't even hit fucking DVD. It wouldn't even fucking the airplane.
Right.
You know, go straight, you know.
It would have went straight to Beta.
Or to Bangladesh or somewhere.
Yeah. All of her movies are great. One of my favorites is The Mighty Wind.
Oh, yeah. That was Fred Willard.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a great guy, too. Yeah. Very good. A good friend of mine.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Very nice guy, too, you know. He's not like Hollywood shit people, you know.
Yeah.
Most of them is Hollywood shit.
Are you demanding on the set?
Very.
Very. Like, just give me a bowl of green M&Ms and nothing else?
And that no, kind of I go to the cafe. I take 6 lunch breaks. That's my demand.
Yeah. And how long are they? Like 2 hours each?
1.5. Right. Depending on how long the shoot is. It was a three month shoot, 2 hours. I don't like to be in a set. You know, I do my thing, go in my room.
Maybe you would have been in the movie more if you wouldn't have taken so many lunch breaks.
No. I don't want to overexpose myself.
You did it just right so that, you know.
Enough because they begged me. Jordan, you said, Jerry, you've got to do my thing. Not today.
Not today.
Not today. I have limited time to do movies.
Right.
I have other things to do that are more important, which I won't tell you.
Right.
I won't tell you about that.
Off the air, you'll tell me? Will you tell Mike? And then he'll tell me.
Fuck Mike. You don't mention fucking Mike name in this fucking interview, please. I don't want to hear you. Mike is fucking poison, okay?
I'm sorry you were really looking forward to it. And he's
yeah.
Here.
Okay, so I don't want to... Can you do me a fucking favor now?
What's that?
Don't mention Mike's name.
Okay, I won't.
Okay. Whose name you won't mention?
Mike.
You know, you see, you fucking mention it again. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Oh, God.
We'll let you have a personal moment with Mike at the end, and you can just say how you feel. You know, just really let him have it.
Take a little extra second to think about Mike, if you don't mind.
Mike. Oh, nice.
Okay, that's Mike. We got Mike on the mic.
Nice.
Okay?
That's very good.
Mike, I just blew you. He doesn't even know that, right?
Yeah, no, he will when he listens.
Okay. Yeah. You can listen to a blow?
No, but he'll listen to the interview where it happened. I mean,
yeah,
he'll be really sorry that he missed out.
I could be lying.
Could be, but we got it on tape.
Black ball,
right.
Right, okay.
Well, his are white.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. It'd be weird if he's white and he has black balls. That'd be kind of weird.
No, no. The balls are brown.
Balls are brown?
His cock is white because he should stain balls. You remember?
That's right. He should stain balls. That's right. That's a very classic line.
Pretty rumor, yes. And that wasn't written.
When people meet you, is that generally what they want you to say to them?
God. Yeah. Just, you know, go fuck a goat.
Go fuck a goat.
Say, can you tell who you want me to say fuck a goat to? My mom. Your mom? Jesus Christ. That's what they do, actually.
Yeah, right.
I'd be doing my stand-up comedy and shout out names like shit, saying ball, alligator, fuck all. Things that I didn't, because that wasn't scripted, obviously.
Right.
Some of the things, you know, that wasn't scripted, so. I can't remember some of the lines. Pussy juice cocktail.
Right.
That. I just shout out in the audience, and I said, what? Pussy juice cocktail. I said, oh, God, yeah, I did say that, didn't I? You know, it was a church show I was doing in a church at the time.
Yeah, and it was the priest.
Yeah,
it
was the priest.
The priest shouted it out.
Priest.
Yeah.
Don't call them a priest for me, because they're all fucking slime bags, okay?
Okay.
They're fucking little kids in Boston.
Don't call them child molesters, is that?
No, what they call them now, registered sex offenders. You know what that means? It's okay to fuck once you have registration. That's what it means.
Right, we call them RSOs.
Now. What do you call that?
RSOs.
What is RSO? Registered sex offender?
Right.
Yeah, don't be technical with me. Just say the fucking word. The RSO and the USO and fuck you and UFO. Fuck you. Eh?
I don't know what you can say about one of your co-stars in that movie that recently got arrested.
Oh, no. Kelly Malini is his name, and he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I could say he's a great guy. And, you know, he stabbed his... Just say so-called stab his girlfriend, which he didn't. Right, so that's off limits. I know he didn't do it. He's a good friend of mine.
Let's go on a trial. The only reason
you know what, I send him five jokes every week. You know, I have to email it. Special email you have to.
Well, how do you email if you don't have a computer?
My son does it for me.
Oh, okay.
I just repeat. You have a good memory, you fat fuck you. Jesus Christ. Can't get away with anything. Oh, man. So I send it to him, you know, and because I'll tell you something, if a guy stabs somebody 22 times, And you know what he's saying is he's trying to attempted murder. That's not attempted murder. To me, you stab somebody 22 times and that person die, it's called incompetence.
Right, but she's not dead.
No, but attempted.
Well, the only reason
that's attempted murder means you didn't die.
Right. The only reason the only reason I found out about it is I don't think it made really big news everywhere. But as I was doing research about you, and I typed up your name in Google, and it said Jerry Bednoff stabbed. I was like, well, when did he get stabbed? So I brought up the story and started reading. And it's just your name's linked in the story because you guys worked together in the 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh.
And that's when I started reading about it. And I was like, oh.
Well, Us Magazine called me And he did get your numbers. I said, what do you call him? He said, we call him Osmangi. He said, I said, well, before you start talking about, I know what you call about, there's no dirt on this guy you're going to ask about. He said, no, we just want to find out. Seriously. He said, I said, because there's no dirt, you're talking to the wrong person. Because I know him how I know him.
Right.
And some women deserve to be stabbed. That's all I could fucking say.
Right.
And that's my view, philosophy. Some women should be stabbed.
Right.
Especially if you can't afford a gun.
Right.
Might as well fucking stab.
Right. And you think that's
poor guy, he couldn't afford a gun. I have a gun. If you'd asked me before.
Yeah, but knives are easier to hide. That's how OJ got off.
Oh, yeah, OJ.
Yeah, because they never found the knife.
That's the point. OJ's a smart guy.
Right.
A gun would make a noise.
Well, but see, he used a gun here at Palace Station, and look what happened.
Well, you know.
See, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and that's why OJ's still here.
And, you know, he's contemplating suicide now.
Well, good.
You know, he didn't say suicide. He said he's going to kill the guy who murdered his wife, so it's the same fucking thing, you know.
Right.
Same fucking thing.
Right.
That's it, yeah.
No.
And signing autographs. That's sick. It's sick of us.
It is sick.
You see how he signs his autograph just force of habit like that?
Right.
That fucking bitch. You know why?
She took everything from me.
Michael Vick I don't like.
No.
Because he's animals now.
Right.
You could kill a human being because it's a doubt if the human being deserves it. Animals don't deserve it, man.
Right.
I would like to see Michael Vick just locked up in a cell, sprinkled Alpo around his cock, and expose some fucking pit bulls.
The ones that he abused. Destroyed.
No. Any does not be abused. The abused ones too fucking sick to bite out cocks now.
Right.
Get some healthy fucking pit bulls. Healthy ones. And the same one that some of them, he said, couldn't run and lost the race. Those are the ones. He said, let's show you what the race is.
Another day, another time.
The fuck are you? Show me those balls with the Alpo sprayed on it. That's what I like to see. That's the way I punish people.
Hey, bartender, another
I like to administer.
And if you give us any more trouble, I shall visit you in the store hours and put a bat up your night dress.
I can see you doing that.
Oh, man.
Bamboo shoots up somebody's fingernails and...
Yeah, oh. Can take a screwdriver off a nose and rip it off. Oh, you kidding me? That's what I like to see.
That's what you should do to Mike for not being here.
When I meet him. I'll start from my nose and work my way down.
Screwdriver.
I will walk one up, one down.
Right.
Until he grabs me in his fucking navel, around his navel joint.
Around his navel joint.
Yes.
I didn't know that was a joint.
Yes, it is a fucking joint. Believe me, okay? What the fuck do you know? When is the last time you saw your fucking navel?
Yesterday.
Well, where? You lean on against a mirror and watch it? You're a fuck with me, man.
It's not about seeing it. It's about being a joint. That's right.
It's about feeling it.
Right.
It's all about feeling.
Yep.
It's feeling. Not even more than feeling. I can sing, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm a damn good singer, as a matter of fact.
They should incorporate that into one of your roles.
You did. You cut it out, but you know, it was a musical.
Yeah.
It was a musical, then I'll go with it. I can do everything. Anything you ask me to do. I'm very versatile.
So if they did like the 40-year-old virgin, the musical.
Oh!
Then you could sing your classic lines rather than.
Right, right.
Just say it.
Right.
You know.
Yes. Alligator, fuck out. Get your pussy juice cocktail here.
See? That would work.
16 balls. Please wipe it away. You see?
See? It would work.
I wrote the lyrics for that.
Do you like Vegas? Are you a big gambler? Do you?
I just come in here is gambling.
Right.
Come in here in this fucking weather. That's gambling.
Well, that and staying at the Riviera is a big gamble.
I go in here. We go. Hey,
shit can fall down on you at any time. Have you seen this place? It's falling apart.
We're here?
Yeah.
I don't stay here.
I know, well, you got to walk through here to get to the showroom. So watch out.
What's the fellow you hear when you came in here?
Well, you know, parts of the ceiling. It's old. It's
ceiling. Nothing more than
ceiling. Yes, it could come down at any time. It's old. It's an old building.
There's something good about old. Mike is fucking old people in Phoenix. Ask Mike. Okay, some of the old. What's wrong with old?
There's nothing wrong with old. It just, you know, if you can fix it up, do it.
No. It's not old. It's antique.
But do
it's
it. A big but if you're gonna fix it, do it upright, because you don't want it turning out like you know, Joan Rivers' face.
Oh, well, don't talk about Joan Rivers now. I mean, she gave me my big break, you know.
Did she?
Yes, yeah. Caesar's Palace. I work with that fat fuck.
Your cheerleading skills need work.
Nell Carter.
Nell Carter?
We headlined a big poster in Joan Rivers.
I heard you had a thing for Nell Carter.
You know she's died, eh?
Yeah, she did die.
Okay, good.
So it's safe to say that you were romantically involved with Nell Carter?
Nuh-huh. Yeah, I have fucking standards.
Yeah?
Okay? I'll fuck a goat or a dog.
But not Nell Carter.
No. I'll fuck that fat fucking...
Well, Charo's here in the hotel.
Yeah, I saw her.
Yeah?
Well, she's not here now. She broke her leg.
Yeah, she tripped over some wires.
With that multiple sclerosis show, whatever it's called. What's it called? Jerry.
The Jerry Lewis telethon.
Oh, okay, yeah, she fell.
MDS.
MDS.
Yeah.
Muscular dystrophy. What? It's MD.
Yeah.
Not MDS.
MDS. Whatever. Whatever.
Look, get your fucking acronyms.
You lie about the computer, I'll lie about knowing what I'm talking about.
that's obvious. You do your no fuck. You know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, one kid. We're just asking for one kid, one cure. All these years, and there's never been a cure.
Well, there's a cure to Jerry Lewis's bank account.
Right, well, yes. Exactly.
Okay.
So.
These kids, you know. The mentally challenged, what, the physically challenged?
I don't know. Well, is it a physical?
You're fucking handicapped, maybe. That's
right.
Big words. Mentally challenged. You're fucking nuts. That's what you're mentally disturbed. All these big
no,
words.
That's me. I'm mentally disturbed.
Well, hanging over Mike, I could see why.
Yeah.
But people always talk about these big words, you know, like, mentally am, I'm physically challenged. No, you're fucking cripple, you prick. You're a cripple. Say you're cripple, mentally,
right.
Physically challenged.
Right. Like midgets don't like to be called midgets.
Well, yeah, midget.
Yeah. Vertically challenged is what we're supposed to say.
Yeah. You're a fucking midget. Stay down where you are.
Right.
Where you fucking
you're belong. Vertically challenged.
Yeah.
Right.
And they say fat people is what I'm horizontally challenged.
That's right.
They're not, as a matter of fact.
Enough with the fat jokes already.
Why? You're not fat?
No. I'm pleasantly
you just,
plump.
You just, this is an act right now.
Right.
You just put on some weight to do a role in a movie.
Right.
So I have a full head of hair, but they tell me to take off my fucking hair.
Right.
Because I do.
I was told I had to put.
Gandhi.
I was actually told to put on weight for this interview.
For this interview?
Yeah.
What's the point of that now?
Well,
to make me look skinnier?
Said to make you look better.
Hey, I don't need any help. Just remember that.
Well, I want to thank you for being here today. It was fun. Sorry.
Well,
and again, I'm sorry, Mike. Mike couldn't be here.
Well, don't be sorry about that, because now the more I'm thinking about Mike, I'm happy he's not here now, because I don't want to smell him when he gets back from those old pussies in Phoenix.
Salmon and onions.
Oh, God, man. The scabs alone.
And
the pus coming through those fucking pussies is unbelievable.
Yeah. He dates some very interesting women.
But, you know,
did you not? Before he went on vacation, he told me about this girl that he went out with, and she has this little disease where she's got these bumps on her skin, and if she hits them, they multiply, and then all of a sudden he thought he had them all over him.
Oh, I know that disease.
Yeah?
That's multiple sclerosis. That's right, multiple. When they say multiple, what's single sclerosis?
Single? I don't know.
What come up as multiple then?
Well, it's maybe because single's not so bad. Hear about it.
But when you just start, you must start with single fucking sclerosis.
But you can't detect it, so then it gets worse, and then it becomes multiple.
Well, they should have some way of detecting single to cut, you know, shut it down right there, and then it will become multiple.
Right. Well, what would the symptoms be?
What, multiple sclerosis?
No, single.
No, I mean single. What are the symptoms for multiple?
I have no idea. Ask Jerry Lewis.
You don't know, they walk like,
Right.
Right. So single will be start off like that. You start off like that.
Yeah, well.
And then you gradually. You.
Yeah, but most people think that would the person's just drunk if they walk like that.
Well, they might think it's an earthquake.
Right.
And they should, you know, who sponsor those people? Shakey's pizza.
I don't think there's too many Shakey's pizzas around anymore.
Well, because they get in the car. You see? That's encouragement. They get in the fucking car now.
Very nice. So, very nice.
Okay.
But again, thank you for being here. It was awesome. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you for being here. I live here. What the fuck is that with that being here? For being here.
I live here too. I'm thanking you for being on the show.
Oh, this is a show?
Yeah. I know. It surprises the shit out of me too.
Oh, my God.
And people actually log on and download this shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I had to borrow a computer. Wait, tell me when it comes on. I'll borrow a computer.
Right.
And I'll get some. And some TV too. Is there a TV? On the internet TV?
Well, we post the highlights on the website.
And what will be the highlights for fucking today?
Well, I'm pretty sure the parts about Mike.
So Mike, we're going to upstage Mike fucking interview now? He's not even here? So
Mike can upstage anybody's interview.
The guy's
brilliant.
This is the ultimate fucking insult. You know, I'm upstage by a guy who's not even fucking here.
Right.
What the fuck is this?
Maybe we'll bring him by. You'll still be performing here at the Riviera.
Not even here. I won't.
Yeah. Well, I'll just sneak him in.
I'll have a fucking bodyguard at the door.
We'll sneak him in, and then you'll know he's there, because I'll have him shout, "Flock of seagulls!" And then you'll know it's him.
Flock of what?
Flock of seagulls.
A flock of seagulls? What the fuck?
A flock, you know, like a bunch of birds.
Oh, I thought you said fuckers. I thought you said fuckers.
Well, you can fuck a seagull if you want. Fuck a goat.
Fuck
a goat. Fuck a seagull. I don't really care.
Yeah. So, it sounds like fuck a seagull, though.
Right. Fuck a seagull.
You said flock a seagull. Fuck you. Jesus.
So, but again, thank you for being
on. Okay, man. My pleasure. And we'll see. You guys come and see the show at all? You're going to come and drop in and see?
We will.
Sometime before I leave. Of course before I leave.
Yeah. We couldn't see you. We couldn't see you do the show if we were still here.
Yeah. then you'll see me with him.
Like, wow, that was a great show. I wish you would have been here.
Well, yeah. Look, I could be better with gone. Mike upstate me and he's not fucking here. So you see my idea. Right. I'd be better if I'm gone. So you could see me gone. I perform much better when I'm gone.
See, now this is the guy that we need to race at pole position. Yeah.
A what?
Yeah. We had John Lovitz. We had John Lovitz in a race here in town. It was a go-kart race with me, Bobby Slayton, Anthony Cools, and Mike.
Uh-huh.
John Lovitz didn't like it. He hated it.
What is he doing here?
What is John Lovitz doing here?
Yeah.
Trying to be funny?
Oh, trying. Okay. You said it.
Well, I'll say
Rich told me.
I'll say it loud and proud. He's trying to be funny at the Excalibur.
Better try and fail than fail to try. Okay,
that's right.
Saying, I just made up that.
That's good. Copyrighted.
I just made up top of my head.
It's copyrighted.
Yes. Don't steal it.
No. It's copy. If you say it's copyrighted right now, then you own it.
How do you spell copyright? How do you spell copyright? C-O-P-P-E.
If you can't spell it, then you can't write. You can't copyright it.
Check the spell checker on your computer.
When I get a computer. How do you spell check?
How do you spell spell check?
Yeah.
Just spell and then the check mark.
Okay.
Again, thank you for being
here. Okay, man. Glad you guys came.
Your seats and settle down, please. Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning $Y an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning $X an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of safety and the sound of your family's belongings staying where they belong. In times like these, it's important to know how to protect your home, your family, and your valuables. A good strong lock on a solid door and frame can make a huge difference. Most burglars will spend no longer than a minute trying to break in. That's only as long as this radio announcement. Remember to lock your doors and windows. Even the best locks can't protect you unless you use them. Install bright outdoor lighting. If you have an alarm system, use it. And post signs that say your home has an alarm. Trim bushes and trees so your house is clearly visible to your neighbors and your street. If you ever return home to find that someone is broken in, do not enter. Call the police immediately. To learn more on how to keep your home and family safe, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. Let's all work together to keep our homes safe and sound. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
Magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree. Yes. It's that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
First, there was the Lost Generation. Then came the Greatest Generation. Followed by the Silent Generation, the Me Generation, and Generation X. Now comes the overscheduled, overprotected, hyperparented generation. Three out of four of whom are riding in car seats that aren't being used correctly. The latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Just clip it to the anchors, attach the top tether, and pull the straps tight. To find out more, visit safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. It's the next generation of child safety for the next generation. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ag Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny. So, I had the greatest time doing the rockin' comedy show here in Vegas, man. I'm glad I came, because this is worth it. It was a big surprise when Rich Cetoli told me about it, and Glenn, and said, well, hey, I am really happy to do the show. And I want to relocate and live in Vegas from now on, so I could do it more often. Because it's just like a fucking tonic for me. This is it for me. I won't be able to sleep tonight. Because the rockin' comedy show is fucking rockin', man. Thank you for having me, guys.
You are so welcome, Jerry Bednob. Awesome, awesome guy. Had a lot of fun with that man. And I guess while we were playing the interview, I had some sound bites going off while I was preparing the news. So, whatever. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy Freakin' Jay, and I'm stoked, man. That was a great interview. He's a lot of fun. If you guys get a chance to see him while he's in town, you know, while he's in your neighborhood doing some comedy, go check him out. He is definitely a lot of fun. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we didn't do it last week because of timing issues, but we're doing it today. We've got the news.
We interrupt your regular broadcast to bring you this important news bulletin.
And what would that be? they just don't work when I want them to, and then they work when I don't want them to. I don't know what's going on, but it is not in the news. We got some good ones for you for sure. We are going to get things started with a story out of Lake Worth, Florida. A lot of people, a lot of stories, Florida, this week. And yes, there are some from Port St. Lucie. Authorities said that a naked 91-year-old man...
You know what? You guys are just threatened by a man who's comfortable with his body.
Authorities said a naked 91-year-old man was able to hold a drunken intruder at gunpoint until deputies arrived. Well, good for him. Robert E. Thompson jumped out of bed when his dog started growling and attacking the intruder. He said he got his revolver and went out back to let the guy know how he felt about home invaders.
Oh, my mistake.
Thompson, who's a World War II veteran, said he didn't even notice he was standing outside in the dark without his clothes on.
Why are you naked?
Oh, my God. I am naked.
And authorities arrived to find a drunk intruder being held outside by a
naked
homeowner. The 26-year-old intruder was booked into the Palm Beach County Jail on burglary charges. Yeah.
You never can tell what you're going to run into at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. Here's one for you. And it's, again, about nudity. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce. Put it together, and it's the county of Port St. Lucie. A 69-year-old Port St. Lucie man learned the hard way. There are no clothing optional beaches. That's right.
I'm nude!
Joseph Robert Romano has been charged with loitering and prowling after two women saw him sitting without clothes on the Walton Rocks Beach. That's right.
I've got images in my brain I'll never get out!
The woman told deputies the man was sitting with his legs open and he was watching them walk on by. That's right.
I should point out to you, sir, that I am taking a mental picture of you just in case there's any trouble.
Well, there was, because when deputies questioned Romano, he said, "Isn't this a clothing optional beach?"
I have sinned against you.
And deputies questioned Romano, and he was arrested. Of course, and he was soon released from the St. Lucie County Jail. Let's keep the Port St. Lucie stories afloat, shall we? A 59-year-old. You seeing a pattern? 91-year-old was our first story, and he was from Florida. Then we moved to Port St. Lucie. It's a 69-year-old. Now we have a 59-year-old. Oh, they're losing their mind out there in Florida, and people are just letting the old people go crazy. But a 59-year-old man accused of grabbing a machete and chasing his wife's son, who picked up a pair of pruning shears in defense, faces felony charges.
You can't stop him! He's too insane!
Linford James Morrison was arrested on an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill charge. Oh, that's right. Morrison's wife told police she invited her son home for dinner. She said when Morrison learned her son was in the house, Morrison retrieved a machete and chased him out. The wife accused Morrison of threatening to cut her son. That's right.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing.
The son told police he was afraid for his life.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
He was afraid for his life and grabbed some pruning shears to defend himself. No physical contact occurred. The machete wasn't even recovered. Morrison was arrested and taken to St. Lucie County Jail. That jail's got to be full, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? In Port St. Lucie, police investigated a report of two juveniles engaged in a sex act witnessed by students at Port St. Lucie High School.
We made love for a time, Kevin.
Is that good?
Good.
An officer received a complaint about the September 17th incident, which the report said happened outside a 62-year-old teacher's classroom. The report gave this account. The teacher reported he immediately knew something was peculiar because he noticed something out of the corner of his eye. That's right. The teacher reported he noticed something out of the corner of his eye, outside, two females.
Doesn't that look beautiful?
One of whom was performing a sex act on a male.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
He could not observe more because he was concerned with his class, who were rushing up the window to see who it was. The teacher said he thought he could identify the students if he saw them again. One student said the girl wore a pink shirt, blue jeans, and glasses. She had a long weave that was up as well. Police indicated multiple charges will be filed if the suspects are identified. That's right. Well, we'll go back to Port St. Lucie a little bit later on, but an Emmaus man charged with throwing fruits and vegetables at vehicles in his neighborhood over a six-month period. That's right.
That may be the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
It might be. So he's chucking vegetables and fruits at neighborhood cars and stealing cash and cigarettes from a vehicle. He has now been placed in a program for first-time offenders. Not too bad, right? Anthony Lee Ritten, 18, was placed in the Accelerated Rehabilitated Disposition Program.
If I wanted to talk to a vegetable, I would have bought one at the market.
For a year, by Lay County Judge Robert L. Steinberg. The ARD, that's what they call it, is a probationary period. If completed successfully, could result in the defendant's record being expunged. Police say Ritten stole $164 and a pack of cigarettes from a vehicle, later admitted to the crime, returned the cigarettes, and only $108, police said. He was charged with theft and receiving stolen property.
Well, sometimes things don't happen quite the way you imagine them.
Exactly. On May 19th, Ritten was charged with propulsion of missiles onto a road, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct, after he threw fruits and vegetables at nine vehicles or buildings in his neighborhood between September 2008 and March of this year, if you can believe that.
Why?
Nobody knows, really. Ritten was caught after throwing a potato at a police cruiser while an officer was investigating one of the mischief incidents. Police, who documented nine complaints dating from September 2008, said the combined cost of the damage to the vehicles and buildings was $1,155.
You suck!
That's right. Florida. I couldn't get away from Florida. I tried. I tried not doing so many stories from Florida. And it just didn't work. In Lakeland, Florida, it's game over for some police officers who played video games while they raided a convicted drug dealer's home in Central Florida.
God damn it! Can we please just get back to playing our video game, please?
Surveillance video obtained by WFLA in Tampa caught the officers playing a Nintendo Wii bowling game, with one furiously jumping up and down in celebration.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Officials say some of the officers could be disciplined. They should. Why some? They should all be disciplined if they were playing. Officers with the anti-drug task force had just stormed into the home of the convicted drug dealer, who was already in custody. One Polk County Sheriff's detective can be seen taking several breaks from cataloging evidence so she could bowl just a few more frames.
What do you want from me?
What do I want? I want to play a game.
The officers did not know a video camera had been set up in the house before the raid. You gotta love it, you really do. Stewart woman in Fort Pierce, that's right, back to Port St. Lucie, couldn't stay away too long. A word to the wise, all right? Just pay attention. Anybody out there? Right? Word to the wise. If you're planning to bring marijuana into St. Lucie County Courthouse, don't put it in the same satchel as a pocket knife, a razor, a pair of scissors, and a padlock.
Duh!
Well, you know, some people don't know that. According to St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office report, Chantel Marissa Johnson, 21, was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of possession of less than 20 grams of marijuana. A small bag containing the drug was found in her purse at the entrance of the courthouse.
What a dumb thing to do.
Right.
I'll bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Probably not. W.R. Randy Stringham, one of the team of private security officers who checked people entering the courthouse, said he saw the razor, the knife, the scissor, the padlock, as Johnson's purse went through a scanning device, so he decided to check the rest of its contents.
Right. Eureka!
Right. He dumped out the purse, and it fell out, referring to a small plastic bag, which he, you know, called in his report green leafy material.
No, sir, it's no mistake. Marijuana.
Stringham said he knew it was marijuana because of his experience as a former Florida Highway Patrol trooper and New York correctional officer. A field test later confirmed he was correct. A field test.
It's smelling a pot. Oh.
Yeah. Johnson remained cool and calm when he found the marijuana, Stringham said, telling a woman with her, "I forgot that was there." Two sheriff deputies in the courthouse arrested Johnson, who was released from the St. Lucie County Jail after posting $500 bond. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. It's just crazy. I can't believe it.
Port St. Lucie, once again, a 41-year-old woman accused of grabbing a kitchen knife and threatening to kill her son was booked into the county jail on aggravated assault charges.
Sweetie, don't talk that way to your mother. You know it only aggravates her.
Jacqueline Mulliken was arrested after suspicion of threatening her son, who was watching a movie with his girlfriend in the living room of their home. The son told police his mother entered the living room with a kitchen knife and told them, "Go to bed before I fucking kill you." The affidavit gave this account. The son said he got the knife and put it in the kitchen sink. This, he said, was the first time his mother had gotten this violent. Yeah.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
The girlfriend gave a matching account of the incident. Mulliken said her son made a remark about gay people, which really upset her.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
Mulliken was arrested on felony aggravated domestic-related charges. Our final story of the week is actually a follow-up story. We did the story a couple weeks back about a man who was charged with having child pornography on his computer, but he claims he didn't put it there. You might remember this story. Authorities have filed another 90 charges of possession of child pornography against Jensen Beach man who blamed the crime on his cat.
I'm seeing a whole new side of you, sir. I gotta tell you, it's grossing me out.
According to a sheriff's report, Keith Griffin told investigators that pornographic images found on his computer were caused by his cat who jumped on the keyboard while he was downloading music.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
Right. Griffin was arrested in early August and charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography. Investigators filed the additional charges. Sheriff's official said a family friend was caring for the cat. Oh, nice.
Well, it's been thrilling. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, it has been fun. It has been thrilling. And that's going to do it for Not in the News this week. Next week, it'll be back. Mike will be back next week. We've got the listener party. Don't forget about that. August 7th happening at Jackson's Bar and Grill at 9 o'clock. 21 and over if you want to participate in the karaoke and rock band challenges. But you can come and sit in the restaurant and enjoy the show. We'll all be there. We'll be having a good time. And you can check it out. Jackson's Bar and Grill, corner of Flamingo and Jones, right here in Las Vegas. Coming up, I'll give you the address and all that stuff. But it's also posted on Facebook, MySpace, and it will be on the official website as well. Yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the Crazy 8 Countdown, a couple more songs about Halloween, and much, much more. You're not going to want to miss it. I swear, it's going to get good.
It's important to make sure your family has a plan in case of an emergency. We talked to this family to see if each of them knew where to meet if they were not together when something happened.
Okay, so if a natural disaster happened and we were outside the home, we would all meet at the park. That's our meeting point. That's where we would say, go here, this is safe, Dad will be here. We meet there, we'll be fine.
Well, we would probably just meet out in front of the house.
I'm meeting place at our neighbor's house because she is my mom's good friend.
we all have a meeting spot, which is a bus stop. The reason for the bus stop is simply because nobody's going to be there. No buses, no people. There's probably going to be no traffic there. And it's a location that's in the middle of all three schools, so we can safely meet there, safely and quickly.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long nine!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bound!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk in the plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in the Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Mistress Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her and all her woodland friends.
Oh, you died!
But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
Wildfires are one of the most powerful forces known to mankind.
This is terrible.
But 9 out of 10 are caused by humans and can be prevented.
Whatever are we going to do?
Each of us can make a real difference in the fight against wildfires. Do your part to protect our friends in the forest.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We'll all pitch in.
You really think we can?
If humans can do it, so can we.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Can you call?
you just walk some more. I think you better call.
On the Rockin' Comedy Show with Dumped on Halloween. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Coming up, we got the Crazy A Countdown. And again, just want to tell you, October 7th, where are you going to be? Hopefully at the Rockin' Comedy Show Listener Party with myself and Mad Mike. We're doing a karaoke showdown, a rock band challenge. We're going to have some fun with giveaways. We've got prizes. We've got special guests. We've got drink specials going on. The food there is amazing. Yes, at Jackson's Bar and Grill, they want you to put their meat in your mouth. That's right. 15 mouth-watering presidential burgers to select from. Steaks, chicken. I mean, it's amazing, amazing. They got some awesome appetizers there. And it is Jackson's Bar and Grill, located on the northeast corner of Flamingo and Jones, 6020 West Flamingo. That's 6020 West Flamingo, Jackson's Bar and Grill. It's just a fun, fun place for locals. And go there, unwind, have some fun, get some friends together, come out, do some rock band stuff. More information, you can contact us here at rockandcomedyshow.com, through MySpace, through Facebook. Call Jackson's, the number 702-362-2116. Again, that's 702-362-2116. We'll be back with the Crazy 8 Countdown right after this.
This is Alice Cooper for RADD.
We all got it all.
There's a lot of things we have no control of in this world, but that's not the case with drunk driving. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives on, and so should you. If we all got it
all, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Attention parents of young children.
The following is a partial list of things that are probably happening in your backseat
that you are completely unaware of.
A food item is probably being stuck into a crack.
A strange sticky substance is being spread everywhere.
Deep, sustained, nasal exploration.
Someone is probably making faces.
Hitting back.
The cleaning of muddy shoes.
Farting!
Something is probably spilling.
Gum is lodging in hair.
And your kids are probably riding car seats that are being used incorrectly. In fact, 3 out of 4 kids are not as safe as they should be. But the latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to get it right.
Just attach the top tether and the lower anchors.
The ones down near the old sandwich and the melted down crayons.
Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety.
A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Mr. Crazy J.
You're crazy.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
They're a crazy religious cult.
Oh, yeah, crazy religious cult. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor of the Kroger Condom and Candy Plant this week, and it's almost time to do the Crazy 8 Countdown. I want to point out, you can contact Mad Mike. His email address is ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com. Again, that's ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com. He's also on MySpace. Look for him there at Don't Tase Me Bro. And on Facebook, he's Junk McGee. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and MySpace, even Twitter. You can check us out on the official site, rockincomedyshow.com. Mad Mike will be here next week. He'll also be at the listener party. Don't forget, October 7th. That's right, this coming Wednesday, 9 o'clock. Going to be a lot of fun. We expect to have a lot of people out there and just have a really good turnout. So, you know, let's do it. Let's count down some songs, shall we?
He's not the average common two. He's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son. He's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay. He's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy 8. Crazy 8.
Oh, yeah, it's Crazy 8 time on the Rockin' Comedy Show. The top 8 songs of the week that I've put together, we're going to count them down from 8 to number 1. Number 8 is new to the countdown. The artist certainly is not. They have been on the countdown before in the past. But I love this song by these guys. I'm talking about the Arrogant Worms, and here they are at number 8 with their song called Boy Band.
Come on. Give me some now. You know something, girl? I'm thinking about you right now. You don't want to know what I'm thinking, girl. Or do you?
Rockin' Comedy Show, it's the Crazy 8 Countdown. We are counting down the top 8 songs, and that song is called Boy Band. You love the boy bands, don't you? You know you do. You know I'm talking about you. You right there. The one with his hand in the pants. The pimply face. Watching the porno. Listening to the show. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. We are counting down the top 8. Yes, we do it all the time, and we love it. You know you love it. So let's continue, shall we? I don't know what's going on.
Come on, Crazy J, this ain't Sonic Heaven. It's just insanity. Let's go with number 7, number 7. Number 7.
His neck. He ate his own weight in coal, and he treated diamonds every day. He could tell
Yeah, you know you love a man anyway. With two flat tires and a missing chain. He trained a rattlesnake to do his laundry. I'm telling you, the man was insane. He could rip out your beating heart and show it to you right before you died. Every day he'd make a host of match game and give him a piggyback ride. Yeah, you are a piggyback ride.
Seven on our countdown, CNR by Weird Al Yankovic. Number eight was Boy Band by the Arrogant Worms. Shall we continue to count them down? I think we shall. I think we should.
Crazy Jane gets the sonic kicks. Here we go now to number six. Here we go, let's go. Give them number six.
It's been a while since this next song or artist has been on the Crazy Egg Countdown. It's also been a while since we've done the countdown. Just been doing it for a couple of weeks. But Chris Valenti is an emotional wreck. He is a man of passion. He loves the ladies, but he can never figure out just what it is that he's done so wrong with them. But we've got a great song for him right now coming in at number six on our countdown. Here is Don't Pass Out.
Right here, all the visions in my head, you wish we were. couch, open your eyes, baby. Baby. Lost in a glaze. I love when you try to smile at me as if you recognize my face. Chances of nights like this come once and then they're gone. So wake up, baby, stop drooling on my arm. Shoulder saying, hey man, this is great. An angel on the other saying, don't date such lightweights. But I won't do you wrong, baby. You're a girl I really like. I just won't feed your punch. That's the fight.
And if you like the way I sing, come on out Wednesday night, October 7th, to the Karaoke and Rock Band Showdown. It's going to kick ass, and you're going to kick yourself in the ass if you don't go, and you were able to. You're like, you know what, I'm not going to go, because I don't really like karaoke, and and then you're going to miss out. You're going to hear how great it was. You're going to read about it in the paper and be like, damn, I should have won. I could have won that dinner from Andre's. I could have won some freaking free races from pole position, but I can't sing. Well, you know what? I don't care if I can sing. I go up and have a good time. So, you know, it's just a good way to come out, entertain yourself. Wednesday, this Wednesday, October 7th. That's right, October 7th. You need to come out to the show, and it's the listener party. It's going to be great. Of course, Extreme Karaoke is going to be there to put it on, along with GameWorks, Andre's, Pole Position, just tons and tons of people. And I also want to thank Jackson's for hitting it up and letting us do it. You are listening to the Crazy 8 Countdown. Number 6 on our countdown was Don't Pass Out by Chris Valenti. Number 7 was CNR by Weird Al Yankovic, of course, known as the Charles Nelson Reilly song. Number 8 was Boy Band by the Arrogant Worms. We drop down to number 5, and it's once again Weird Al.
A star in every high school play, blew every drama teacher away. Graduated first in my class at Juilliard. Took every acting workshop I could. and I dreamed of Hollywood. While I read my Uta Hagen and studied the bars. Take the course and paid my dues. And got phenomenal rave reviews. I knew the world was gonna love me without a doubt. I was sure that Tarantino would be calling me on the phone. And he'd leave a visit to me for Rolling Stone. But the years have come and gone. And I'm sorry to say that's not the way that it's all worked out. I'm a tour guide on the Jungle Cruise ride. Give a damn.
Skipper Dan here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. That's right, Skipper Dan, Weird Al Yankovic. Number 5. Number 6 was Don't Pass Out by Chris Valenti. Number 7, the Charles Nelson Reilly song by Weird Al. And number 8 on our countdown, if you can believe it, was Boy Band by the Arrogant Worms. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're counting them down, the top 8, and it's the Crazy 8, if you want to be specific.
We're sliding around all over the place. Gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number 4. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number 4.
Thank you. 15 years old, a young innocent boy on a playground at school. When I first met Joy, her t-shirt was white and her chest was quite large. When the storm clouds rolled in, started coming down hard, white shirts and rain. Yeah, they bring on a change. We knew she had a set, but when she got them both wet, you could see everything. I just stood there in awe. She didn't have on a bra. A cold wind hit her back, and I propped her rack. White shirts and rain. I've heard them called hangers. I've heard them called cams. I've heard them called cha-chas and chee-chees and boobies and two really good friends. Some like to be pet on, painted on and pawed. Some like to be kissed on. Some you can't touch at all. Red, white shirts and rain. Yeah, they bring on a change. They've all got a set, but when they get them both wet, you can see everything. And it's hard not to stare when they're sitting right over there. Could you run through my lawn? I got my sprinkler on. Cause today looks like no rain.
No rain, people. No rain. And that makes me sad when there's white shirts and no rain.
You're listening to the Crazy 8 Countdown here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Remember, you can email me anytime you want. I won't stop you. My email address, I'll even give that to you. That's how much I want you to email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, crazyj@comic.com. Find me on MySpace, Facebook, I Twitter. You can leave comments on the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. And just let us know what you think of the show. Coming up Wednesday, October 7th. Can't say it enough, so I'm going to say it one more time. October 7th is the official Rockin' Comedy Show listener party with myself and Mad Mike. We've got a lot of things going on. We want you to come out. It's at Jackson's Bar and Grill. We'll have all the information you need on Facebook, MySpace, the website, and Twitter as well. So be informed. Come out. Support local entertainment and win some stuff. That's all. Just win some stuff. Free stuff. T-shirts. I know you guys like T-shirts. They come out and go, I got the T-shirt, too. I want the T-shirt. And they throw, they look like they're going to throw it. The audience is like, ah, T-shirt. You don't even know what size it is. You don't know if it's going to fit. But you want one, and you take it. And then you're like, ah, I got this T-shirt the other night at the show. It was really badass. So just come out, because we're going to have CDs to give away, show tickets, dinner for two. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. That's because that, you know, me and Mike, we represent what's fun. So, okay, I'm getting a little carried away, huh? I think so. I think I might be getting just a little too crazy for you.
Now I'm singing about the countdown on the show with Crazy Jay. Jay is playing all the songs he thinks you wanted him to play. Jay is crazy. It really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is three.
Yeah, song number three on our countdown. I don't think this song, even when I was doing the countdown on a regular basis, ever made the countdown. And I was going through songs to put on the list, and I was like, you know what? That's a great song, and I haven't heard it in a really long time, so why not make it number three on our countdown? The guy's funny. His name is Henry Phillips. He writes a little song called Hit in the Head by a Brick.
This is a new song that I wrote, so bear with me on this one. I may not be a movie star, I may not drive a shiny car, I I may not be surrounded by celebrities or royalty. I may not be the Prince of Wales or the King of Siam. In fact, I don't remember just exactly who I am, 'cause I got hit in the head by a brick and I can't remember one damn thing. Hit in the head by a brick and I don't remember a damn thing. I might have been some principal white collar criminal. I might have been the guy who leaked the Lewinsky story to the Evening News, or sold military secrets to China, or even armed Iraq, or take pictures of Lady Di. But don't expect me to testify, 'cause I got hit in the head by a brick and I don't remember one damn thing. Hit in the head by a brick and I don't remember anything. I got hit in the head by a brick and I can't remember one damn thing. I might have been a funny singer, but now I can't tell jokes and I can't sing. And maybe the bridge for this song was once a little bit lower, maybe just a little bit funny, maybe just a bit more clever, but don't expect me to remember.
Oh yeah.
We might have had a one night stand. I might have even said I love you. I might have even promised you a mountain or the evening sky. I might have said your hairstyle sucks. I might have borrowed 20 bucks. We might have almost had it all, but don't expect me to call, 'cause I got hit in the head by a brick and I can't remember one damn thing. Hit in the head by a brick and I don't remember anything. Everybody. Hit in the head by a brick and I can't remember one damn thing. Hit in the head by a brick and I don't remember anything. One more time. Hit in the head by a brick and I don't remember one damn thing. Hit in the head by a brick and I don't remember one damn thing.
From his album titled Number 2, Henry Phillips. Hit in the head by a brick. I think at times that might have been what happened to Mad Mike. Because the stuff he comes up with is just so super, super crazy. Super, super crazy. Number 3, hit in the head by a brick, Henry Phillips. Number 4 was White Shirts in the Rain by Rodney Carrington. Number 5 on our countdown was Skip a Dan by Weird Al. Number 6, Don't Pass Out by Chris Valenti. Number 7 was the Charles Nelson Reilly song, or CNR, by Weird Al. And then number 8 was Boy Band by The Arrogant Worms. Yay, Boy Band!
Come on, Jay, don't be blue. They won't in Santee, not the blues. Give a number 2. Come on now with number 2. You know just what to do. Give them now your number 2.
Oh yeah, I'll give him the number 2. He's no stranger to the countdown. He's been number 1 for a couple of weeks. He's on the countdown this time around at number 2 with a brand new, well, it's not a brand new song, but it's new to the countdown because it's not been on the Crazy 8 countdown. Very funny guy. You know him. You love him. He's very demented, and that's why. He's an appropriate fit for the Crazy 8 Countdown. Number 2 on our countdown is 3 Balloons.
I call you from my car to say I'll be there in a while. Short plane ride and I will get to see your pretty smile. nothing on the radio, I fiddle with the dial. Then I see a sign, the airport's just another mile. I check my bags and think about how much I hate to fly. And as I near security, I almost start to cry. Well, I hope the law enforcement agents can't tell from my face. I've got three balloons of coke in an uncomfortable place. I'm sweating. Thought of having to unload this merchandise. Relax, I say, it's not so bad. It might feel kind of nice. Besides, who hasn't had a finger up there once or twice? I must remember, don't leave any drugs inside the host. I did that once, and a girl who tossed my salad over. LSD and 9 of Sensi Mild, a box of Chinese fireworks, Guatemalan child. I made it to the gate now, and my joy I can't contain. I board the aircraft, take my seat in the cockpit of the plane.
Stephen Lynch here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with his song called Three Balloons from the CD titled the same, Three Balloons. I don't think that would be comfortable at all. I really don't. Hey, if you have a idea for a Crazy 8 Countdown, top 8 songs about something, let me know. Send it to me through email. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can make it a comment on the official website, rockincomedyshow.com, if you would like. Or even, you know, email Mike and let him know. Let him put the countdown together. He was supposed to do one before he left, and he didn't. We'll talk about that when he comes back. Next week. It is the Crazy J Show. No. Well, I guess it is today. It's Crazy J Show because Mad Mike's not here. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are counting down the top 8 songs on the Crazy 8 Countdown.
Come on, Jay. Let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay. Don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay. Give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1.
number one. Give us number one.
Countdown for the Crazy Eight with Ringtones. Ahead of that, Stephen Lynch at number two with Three Balloons. Number three was Hit in the Head by a Brick by Henry Phillips. Number four was White Shirts in the Rain by Rodney Carrington. Number five on our countdown, oh, it was Weird Al Yankovic once again with his fun, fun, fun little song. I just drew a blank. Can you believe it? I was all, I'm going to play it off. I'm going to get away with it. But I didn't. Skipper Dan was number five on our countdown. Number six was Don't Pass Out from Chris Valenti. Seven was the Charles Nelson Reilly song from Weird Al. And number eight was Boy Band.
Yeah.
By the Arrogant Worms. I want to thank Jerry Bednov for being here today. Awesome, awesome interview. Had a lot of fun. The guy is great. Look him up on Facebook. Check him out in some upcoming movies. And November 16th, Free Radio on Comedy Central. You want to check that out. Guy's very, very funny. Next week, we've got the listener party happening October 7th. Have you heard about this? This is really cool if you haven't heard about it. All right, it's October 7th, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, Jackson's Bar and Grill. Located at 6020 West Flamingo. It's on the northeast corner of Flamingo and Jones. And we're doing a karaoke and rock band contest. Listener partay! Let it out! Have some fun! Everybody's like, yeah, these tough economic times, I can't afford to do anything. This is free. And you have a chance to win stuff. So come out. Drink specials, great food to consume. And, you know, coming up also next week, the return of Mad Mike. He's been gone 2 weeks, so he'll be back with a great show. Pete Heavy is going to be our guest. He's an amazing ventriloquist. Jay, ventriloquism on the radio, really? You think that's going to work? The guy's funny. It's going to be on, and it's going to be a lot of fun, so you're not going to want to miss that. And again, want to thank all of you for helping spread the word of the Rockin' Comedy Show. 80,000 downloads last month. Let's try and do 100,000 this month. We've got Halloween. We've got the Halloween party. We've got it. We're going to be partying. You're not going to want to miss it. Lots of cool stuff coming up on the show. I mean it. Lots of cool stuff. You think this is cool, what's happening now? It's just going to take off and get better. If you want to email me, you can. It's crazyjcomic.com. You can check me out on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. We got the official website. Again, if you want to email Mike, it's ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com. That's going to do it. I'm out.